the other children might not know. That's one. That's one. Another fallacy is the fallacy that I bet that the Kaiser, only Kabir Abraham Shura, so the Kaiser of King Sisala Zubi Pikoni, has reference to the Pikoni Isma. In other words, where he says, King Sisala Zubi Pikoni Ishleshi, some neighbor in such a case, she cannot turn the Ishmael, because she already promised to be Ishmael's over the Sarah for 30 days. For 30 days. So then the Ramban is massive on the right stance. The Ramban is massive on the right stance. Two things. First of all, the price of the Mr. Al, he is the Sarah Zulu to call him his mom. He is the Sarah Zulu to call him. Stop. It's wrong. Number two, what even if she did undertake to be missionaries for 30 days, for 10 days, 5 days, so why should she be able to turn the missionary? Why? Because so why should the shame here be distinguished from any other prayer? Every prayer of them promises to do works, doing in the Kaiser. Avodahim, so the same Allah of Avodahim, 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 should apply to Ishaya. Should apply to Ishaya. Now, then the Ramban gives another class. The Ramban says, the true definition, Kavuna Brunja Rabbi Shua held that the Mishal is knowledgeable in all the meaning, in all the meaning that are relevant, that are but the meaning of Kavuna Brunja Shua, so Mishal is knowledgeable means really a meaning the Rambun is in the modern something. Then that which known is not wrong in the Mondes. So since she asked me last Mondes, so why should the woman be that is worthy of what it means? The meaning that are relevant, you know, to women. I mean, so the woman is knowledgeable in this view. So she does know the meaning that the Shema can tell me the Shura by pulling it down the chintetz and say to the Mahdi, Haresh Vahokanah. Still, so the Kabbalah of Yerusha says, Hosam Mikiras, because we are human, Sadri Yishatim Yerifere, Mechayim Yerifu, Hocher Mikiras, Yushi Yerifu, no, Yishatim Yerifere, Mechayim Yerifu. So maybe there is no indication that she gave a consent by keeping quiet for accepting it as a matronic Yerushi. Because maybe she doesn't want to accept as a matronic Yerushi. If she doesn't want to accept the matronic Yerushi, so why doesn't she pull it down? The answer is, she doesn't pull it down. She doesn't pull it down because by just putting it down without saying anything, so then she will be a responsible. But she can put it down, she can give it to the reason, and couple it with the statement, Harich Shuach Manecho, I hear by turning the Shmira. She's not expected to do that. She's not expected to do that. In other words, she's only expected not to keep the Chifetz in her possession, because that will be Gezel, Munechech, the man doesn't want her to keep it in the Gezel Kotlin anymore. He says, Hareyat, Udeshis Ulbazeh. So in other words, so what right does she have to retain possession of the Chifetz? And the fact that she, some male, she is supposed, she is required to give up possession. But So since the youth, we should say that the Israelis give a consent. So then we say, but suppose she'll just give up the possession and remain silent, then she'll be held responsible. So maybe she is not required to do something, that might hold her responsible. But she could give it to his hand and turn the shira. Well, from that we don't deduce consent. We might deduce consent from the fact that she's silent, but we cannot deduce consent from the fact that she didn't make a certain amount. Maybe she doesn't want to make a certain amount. She doesn't want to talk. The fact that the person doesn't talk doesn't constitute evidence of consent. The fact, we could say, the fact that the person doesn't give the possession of the chifetz over which she has no right, to retain possession, if she doesn't consent to what the man said. So, that will be his consent, but not from the fact that she didn't say she's done anything here. Now, let's see the thesis result. Something very interesting in the thesis result. So in other words, in explaining Rav HaChole, what Rav HaChole says, Otu Kulo Nashik Mitmire, at first blush, this seems to be so simple that it shouldn't even require explanation. Why should we say that Nashik Mitmire? Maybe that is it. But this is where Zochen was bothered by the Kimor. Why shouldn't Masha be here? Why are Anshe being here? Because Anoshe found the fear of the Torah. But Noshe now fears the Torah. So why should they be presumed to know the meaning? So he says, but the meaning that Noshe now fear, so they have to learn too. Because if you don't learn, you don't know. So Mele, he says, Abache says, Otukul Nashi Dimitri, because it's not a very of notion to be engaged in Asamah in business. So Mele, the denominus of Masal Matin, so the denominus of Masal Matin, I'm not traveling to Nashi. If the death of Moshe had been to be engaged in business, then his inhomeness would be relevant to Moshe. If they would be relevant to Moshe, they would be obligated to learn the Yichas inhomeness. But since Moshe Manatosu Bimasur Matin, so maybe they're not obligated to learn the inhomeness. If they're not obligated to learn the inhomeness, why should we take it for granted that the average woman knows the moments? Maybe not. She's not obligated. So he says, but I will be needed in my sashemi. We are given off. Mushbar needed to make us with the heavy and women to the rich Mikadish. We shall be dash in my sashemi is higher a law. That's that involved in the bush. So he says, but those things that are relevant to her, let's say about my shame, because when my shame was known today, unfortunately, as a shade is not known. Some may say it's not troubling to us, unfortunately. But this man, when as a shade was known, some may say it was out there, some machine were presumed to know the deed of my shade. Is because they are not also keen into business. But some may well, they are not able to learn in a moment. Alright. Now, let's go over the rest of the history as well. The Yukhase, Kihoje, the Rabahoye, the whole Shikedah, our Laham of Moise, Lafnun. But the Kibla Kula Ibrahim Rush, Hilka Havan Kudeshus himself, Shemo Shabbat Putin in Mobai, the Aloha Kishmon. Now, this Shmuel said, the teacher of Tamre, Stachel Putin here, Son of Kudeshus, Hashimo Shemo Shabbat Putin in Mobai. But, what happens there is the Shmuel Kishmon. So the question is, how do we pass? Do we pass on Shmuel, or do we pass the white capri? Or do we pass on white capri? So the thing is, that what we see. That we pass on white capri, and the Rambam also passed on white capri. Also passed on white capri. Now, here we have another machlokes between Moshe and Rabbeinu Greater Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi says, in the case of the Gabriel, the Kodesh B'tzipse B'yosef, so then, and let's be sure to put it, so Omar will teach this Baba Zuzi this day. So Rabbi said, she's not going to wish it. Why? Because Ishtike Rahamat Mois. So Rabbi equates Ishtike Rahamois in the case of Gabriel, the Kodim Pitzitse, they all say, with Ishtike Rahamois in the case of Pigot. But Rabbi Greg Rabbi Yeshua is here. So I call it Rabbi Greg Rabbi Yeshua in the case of Gabriel, the Kodim Pitzitse, they all say, and without Zuse did his day, so she should be looking at it. He should be religious. Why? Because the fact that she obtained the possession of the Dao Zuzek and she did not throw it back to him in the case consent, because if she had not consented, so then she had no legitimate right, you know, to retain the possession of the Dao Zuzek. He only gave it to her, you know, probably because Gushi, but not as a matonic rebbe. So if she didn't agree, she should have thrown it back to him, put it down on the floor, so it's a riot. according to all this knowledge, because maybe the woman doesn't know that she will not be held responsible in case it gets lost. But according to Rabbi, it is a Chochet and her Das and her Kesem. So the question is, how do we pass in this Machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi and Rabshu? Do we pass on Rabbi or do we pass in Lai Rabbi and Rabshu? So we have two Machlokes in this story. One Machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi is there where the Hashim and Shemeshah will put in my life. And another Machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi is there where the Shtigel Achmon and Allah and Achmon is a rat, like the case of Gabriel and Kohen and Kitzu, who also is a chochet on her consent, or it's not a chochet. So he called me to Rabbi, it's not a chochet on her consent, and in the end, he called Rabbi Rabbi Yeshua, it is a chochet. How will it pass? So he says, Yike, Yuchese, Ke Rabbi, Virabachor. So this guy often says, we pass him like Rabbi, and the Rabachor. So the whole Shtigalachim, Rabbi is like Rabbi, but the people of Rabbi, they are just, you can have the rest of the story, Shemesh of Putin, the Modal, the Aloche Kishmuel. So first he says, in the Machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi, they will pass on Shmuel, and in the Machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yeshua, we pass on like that. Alright. Then he says, Mikem and Yoma, the Rabbi will be asking Rabbi, I'm Rishmuel on me. The Rabbi said, So Rabbine sent a message, Atu Yishmiya Lechu, of Rabbine told Rabbi Yeshua, that so is Chayshinon, that we are Chayshish for Rabbine told Rabbi Yeshua Shike, that Shike Lachmat Mois in the kings of Gabriel according to Tzipse. So there is, so we have to anticipate that by keeping quiet in Rahmat Mois, she thereby gave a consent for Krishna. Now let's explain how it works. What's in that meaning? Since we pass by Shmuel, that Hashim and Shemeshah will put in the Bible, so later, even if there hadn't been Dawud Zuzeh in the basket of myrtles, so she should still be Kodeshes Misafim, because maybe the myrtles themselves are worthy. Maybe the myrtles themselves are worth putting. So what's the practical opinion between Rabbi and Rabbi Yeshua? So he says there is a practical opinion. The Rambam says that when Shmuel Cheshish Shemeshul put Gumadai, that is only if the thing is either a miskayah that can be preserved, you know, let's say a tamper, a dry tamper, so it can be kept for weeks and it will not become spoiled. But if it is the kind, yet a vegetable, so in a few days, so it will become spoiled, it will not be edible anymore, unless you put it in a freezer, okay? But if you don't put it in a freezer, not even in the refrigerator, so in a few days it will not be edible. until you take it to Madai, until you take it to Madai, in the days of the Rambam, there were no jets, you know, facilities. Some may let it have to take a number of days to go to Madai. So it will not be available. Some may let it. So what if Madai is worth it for? But by the time it reaches Madai, it will not be available. That's what the Rambam says. Yehi and the Eretz Yisrael agrees with the Rambam's Yehi. He agrees with the Rambam's Yehi. So maybe that will be in practical affinity between Ode and Abu Dhabi Mishra. Suppose he's Mikavisha, the bag of, let's say, carrots. That's the ocean is carrot. And the bag of carrots, let's say, is naturally put here in this place. But then he says, after he took the bag with carrots, so he said, there is Dalit Zuzay in the bag, and doing the dishes, and she didn't throw away the bag with the carrots in his face. So according to Rabbi, she would not be in the dishes, and according to Rabbi Yahweh, she would be in the dishes. First he said that we pass on like Kobe, not like Abu Dhabi. And then he says, we demand Opa, since Abina sent the message, after Shmuel, Chushul with Abu Dhabi Shua, that we pass on Abu Dhabi Shua. Now, so he says, the sheet of the leaf is that we pass on Abu Dhabi Shua. The Rambam passed on explicitly like Kobe, not like Abu Dhabi Shua. But the leaf, it's much more pastor to Abu Dhabi Shua. שאין לי אף משמיר וחושבו עם הציר את הרבויה ועבו יתן פעול שהוא משמור ידע סבן הרמב״ם כדר סיר ויהיו חסה ויהיו חסה כי רוב כמו שהביא לפרק כי הוא כאחים עם נזכאי אין בלי שסה Now then there's another one אם ידע את השבור הזה חשינו שמשל פרוט ומודע Now the question is this Suppose we know So Shmuel says, even if we don't know whether each other put it in one or not, so she didn't know, just in such a case, if we don't know, she's only in the Reshus Mitzvah, not Bivada. Suppose we know that the Mordechai is worthy. Will then Shmuel say that she's in the Reshus Bivada? Or even in such case, she'll be in the Reshus Mitzvah. So there is an authority of Shem. There are some Rishim who say that in such case the Rishim is a Rambam. If we know that in what I would swear to put it, so she's in the Rishim to Shibara, in the rice. Shibara. But then, the other Rishim who say that even if we know that it's worth it put in what I, she's not in the Rishim to Shibara, only if she's suffering. Why? Why? Is there Is Shabbos determined by the value it has in the particular place where the Dushan took place? Or is the Shabbos determined by the value in any place on the Kadmorites and the Gnome? So now from Shmuel it appears that if it has a Shabbos in any place and the Kabir Oretz, some may lay it as a Gnome. It has a need of money. So some may lay, why should it be on the Jewish Sophie, even if we know that Moab is worth it? So many of you say that Mugger I say, Eilu Choshabwes Erev Niken. So on the Eisel I wrote, Shabbos is determined by the worth, the value it has in this type of office. If in Chicago and stuff work, okay, let it be work in Montreal. Doesn't matter. So it doesn't have anything of money. But we should know what the issue is. So, we are Mahmoud. We are not. So of course, since it's only in the Abraham and the Pombay, so it's Bishop Sophie. Now Bishop Abba. Bishop Abba is very poor. The Chachon cannot be Mahmoud. Again, cannot be Mahmoud against the Raisi. Against the Raisi. Some may learn, even if we know that it's worth it putting money, it's still only Bishop Sophie. Turn to this lazok, that he brings on down. The third one, Hashimon Shem Shem Kut Bimodai, Ibu Rabi Omar, Yadimon Bivadai, Duchte Bishon Beikute Mekudesh Esvadai. The unique are, that he Yadimon Duchte Bishon Beikute Amesot Mekudesh. Kulma Vahai Duchte, Bishon Beikute, Vahasot Mekudesh, אישו בפרוט את דום וחכום עם מהי דוח ולכות בידה, כן? אוי אפילו שום ובשומו כי אף עוד פי שמישו וכך שם הלגיע זה ראשון ואיש בפרוט כי הוא כך יהיה איש מוכוס בכל שום וכסף שיקד את זה שם הוא ישמו כי מלאים לו שאיש וזה פרוט So he says, לא ניקה בפרוט ילדים דוח ולשום ופרוט המוסף ומדודש כל יובי דוקטור אישו בפרוטה והסוף יקום אישו בפרוטה גדול ומחכום לי והי דוקטור בכל נקודה כה או יפים אישו בבשומו כה אף עוד אישו אישו בכם שם הוא יגיע זה ראשון ואיש בפרוטה כי הוא כך ואיש רוחוס בכל אישו בכסף שיקם את זה שם הוא ישמו כי בלום שאיש לה שאיש לזה פרוטה מיהו כהבו סופי, כאן הוא מיהו דבר מסקאי, אבל לא משנה מסקאי כבר, אז אני מקודשת, דבר הידוך זה משווה תרוטה, אם מגיע לו לשמוקים שישכתנו, שהכים שיגיעו שם יוצא, תחיל בעשרה, היא כמעט דומה, ואפילו במה שאני מסקאי, ואין לי שם תרוטה כאן, מקודשת מסוף, ומפורש היא נעשות עם דעס חכם, אבל מתעסקים מה הידוך זה, והוא משווה, אותה, הוא, לישון, ונראה שמוקים מזה יסחזירה שכל שניקדשו לישון בכסף יענו אם יהיה לישון שם בכסף מוי ולא יוכל לרפשה כל כך הוא לא תתנחו להעדרות אלוקים ואת המדיס ויעזוקים איבן דור לעד הראשים רמבן דרש בו נביא פה everybody mentions the same אחרויס השני that the thesis Riazokim in effect mentions two different explanations of two different shittas in the shitta that even if we know that it's worth it putting more time so it's only in the dashes which is something not which is love two shades. One Rosh means what the second Rosh that this guy has mentioned, that it's not that Shmuel and Yisofik, whether Shabbos is determined by the value the Chifet says in this particular place, or Shabbos is determined by the value it has in any place. Now, Shmuel Mishmur, that is if she says the Shabbos is determined by the value, by the distance it has in this particular place. In this particular place. But, with Rabbah, Mishmur Mishish, with Rabbah, so we consider the value it has in another place. Why? Because we say it. Because if we are not going to consider the fact that in another place it is perfect today. Now someone will see that when somebody is becoming right here, so she's not even that she's, then you'll go to Madai, will settle in Madai, and they'll think that Madai will say a lot of times if you are becoming right. So then she's not even that she's, but there she's an Ishishish. So because of that, you should conquer the Ishishish. The Chachamim said that you should be delicious here, because of Isaiah. That's one Roshni. And then another Roshni is not the Rabbah. It's the Reis, but Shmuel had insulted. Shmuel had insulted. The first Roshni is the Reza, where the Chavis is determined by the price and the value in Hebrew says in this particular place, or can be determined by the value it has in many places. Some Miller, Shmuel said, some Miller comes to Shmuel, even if we know she'll be less, but, and even if we don't know that the Hashish, maybe it has the Shabbos of a Putin Mara. But it's all on the right side of coming to the first portion with this Gazo. Now, why should we be successful according to the first one? Why should we be successful? First of all, one second, maybe Shabbos is determined by the Christ determining place in this particular place, So it can raise a threat, assuming that it can be considered money on the basis of the value it has in Moda. Maybe even Moda, it's not worth so it should be sexy. Now there is a discussion in the Achrayim whether you can decide the sexy here, one subject in being and one subject in this. So from this is it will be a riot on the first notion. In this is it will be a riot that in order to be meter, as it's next okay. So it has to be, both stakes have to be of the same nature. But one subject in you and one subject in its ears is not the next okay. From this basis, now, let's see. Ramban also mentions the Shite, that it's always the Shite. But not on the basis of the proposition that Shmuel had a spoken meaning, whether Shabbos is determined by the value of this particular place, or Shabbos is determined by the value the Chinuch says in any place. Says, when he has like that, he mentions a good life, thinking, that's why they are in Tima. They feel like they say that they will tell it. We promise we shall be stupid. I think we say it like a mess. We will tell it, we will have hope. The increase she will shall be lucky. We will have seen that we shall be put in mother. We might say also when it's happy. Our mother in the moment when we came to be shite. And we came to all this. So it's a special problem of whom. It's just whom it is. This is the romantic. But he mentions his close from life. We can guess like that. So the Allah is, if somebody does it, because we shall be okay, even though he knows weaknesses, even though he knows more than it's worth much more, then it's okay. So anyway, everyone came with each other. So we see that the quarter of the Shabbos is determined by the Kenneth, not by Tanoda. So why should Dushin be different? Why should Dushin be different when the moral Nagize says in so many words, so he says. So he doesn't have to go to Moda and to return the Xenia. Or to return it to him, because in this place it's not worth it. That seems to be very strong, right? But I think that there is a character in that Kashi. Rashi says, and we very more snagging here. No, you don't have to go on. Okay, so, all right, thank you. All
Israel and Pachmishalipote has no chiyuv there.
Aku in the Gemara is Mechuyev, I'm guessing we talk in the Gemara. We hope Aku in the Gemara, the point is Mechuyev. We hope Aku in the Gemara is also why should Aku in the Gemara be yourself? After all, because the Melech is not Melechel, even Prophet Mishalipot. You know, there is an expression in Jewish, I don't know whether you are aware, if you want to say a certain person is very stingy, you say, he's in the Melech. He's in the Melech, he's very stingy. He's in the Melech. Why? Why is that? That expression is based upon this remark. Because the moral series, the ambition, the happen, the happen, talks to show to the castle is Osea, is Musea, because an apple is not beautiful, we have a pocket chalupo. But apple in soil should be Musea, guess what pocket chalupo. Because the soil doesn't care for less than put, less than put. So the moral series, Yohe, Akum Yisroel Osea, for Ba'amecheru, is Meichel, I mean, we Jew, is Mashkid, and Prophet Mishael Pote, Nei, Dibas Ahochem, 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 Tzara Bishayte, in Esther. So, Tzara Bishayte, in Esther. So, what you tell us is that, that true Yisroel is Meichel. He doesn't mean a soil of the shaykh is lethal. He doesn't care that if everybody will come in and they will take away the rest of the protect from his house. And if he'll do such a thing, so he'll do less. Perilous, you know. A thousand people will come in and then everyone will take it from his protect. This is what the Mephra says. Damshin is David, you know. Everyone doesn't. Prophet Mishalipot. So, of course, his soul is also mafia. That no one should gazel his nechosim, even Prophet Mishalipot. But when we say his soul is meichon, what it means, after he did it, he doesn't have, so he doesn't care. So really the gazel doesn't have to return. Because once a prophet which I put in was taken away from me, so the soil of the mixel is already made. But the shaitan is not made for the sad. Maybe was called a lot away. Sad of the shaitan, I said, right. But that's not what I want to point out. The Rashi. So Rashi emphasized the reason is why if you gather a prophet which is put it from Israel, you don't have to return it. Because once you take it away from Israel, so the average Israel is made of. So you don't have to return it. So in other words, there is a special reason as to why a prophet who shall put it, you don't have to return. Even the agency is there, because it is soil is miracle. So that's how we shy like Abigazel. But there is no shyness, some miracle in so far as so. So there's no kashet in him. The Rambam Shiki means that in the Chanam Kolatir Kule, the Shabbos of the Chayfet is determined not after by the value of Pute that it has in this particular place. If it has the value of Pute in another city, so it's also considered one. But the Ramban has, but we say, Afila Azir Kayemers, saying, and if we know that the Mixel good, blessed, good. So maybe we need to make more. But money takes, the Kaush and money takes, so maybe she can do it. So it's no cash. you know you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She wasn't after the Abbas. Abbas Dari. I will have known him in Schweiz. Omar Abu Abono, the Abyaku Schmei, Osha Marabasa, Marabane, Now, that's not in the Hasbun this morning, but that's in the Hasbun, the Sugya of the Shkira Steiner's Testament. So the Chadusha Hasbun also, the Chadusha Hasbun in Shwiz, and the Sugya of Talmud Shikesev, Talmud Shikesev. So the Hasbun, there is one alternative that perhaps even that even in Korakia Kuda, even in Korakia Kuda. So, and even by this, we are looking is not at it. So there it has to be just as manners, maybe it is in Kabish with the Kiva, but in Mahat. So since it's a Kiva, even if it's part of each other, okay, maybe it has to be in Mahat, and maybe she can do that. It's not true, but here's the subject. In other words, the Rabbon, after the Ptire of Rabasi. And in other words, they, since it was closed after the Ptire of Rabasi, so then the Chachomim wanted to preserve all the members of Rabasi. So they were called, and every one of the Chachomim was asked a certain memory that he heard from Rabbas in his lifetime in order to preserve it. So, Hodayasi, the Gamle, Hodi Omar, Rabbi Omar Shmuel, Koshi, Lea, the Gitmo, Yishmo, the Isidimo, and Omar Rabbas, Omar Abichane, the Koshi, Lea, the Isidimo, Rabbi Rabbi. In other words, that someone who is not knowledgeable in your husband's condition, and he passes his involved in the condition, so then it's conducive to very serious repercussions, sometimes even more than the Ramah. Shenemahar is a possibility. All the Kahish, the Ratsiyah, the Konebinoi, Paul the dummy, So, Ola means, Nish Bar Shekha, Ola, Zish Wur. It means, Ola, Yikach, Rish, Tira, Tira, the dummy, the noy, Paul to, the dummy, noble. What is the dummy, noble? So, all the items we know of. Ola means, Ishwur, somebody is Nishba, Kachish means when somebody denies, knowing that he owes to another person, going to steal money in proportion. What is the Dhamma Dhamma? What does Dhamma Dhamma mean? What kind of Naveda does it represent? My master. So, Rabasi is a meaning of a Gurkhanan that means when you are marshal people in the Misha of the Shish. So if somebody is not now in the conclusion, and he's about in Paschim, he has the conclusion, some other he can be marshal Jews with the Misha of the Shish, Dominic. No, my Mashma, how does Dominic have reference to be Marshal of Nisai Shish? In the Talmud Rabbeinu, in the meeting between Sheikh Abreya and Chaybrin, are having a seat. In other words, because they contribute to children of any sheesh, some neighbor, that's the hemshah of that positive nation. First it says there were no Jews at the time who were engaged in order in Kachish and Ratziach and Gonim and Gonim in Pritzes and Gonim in Denmark. And then our king, as a punishment for all these adulterers perpetrated by certain Jews, Tabarites, you are commissioned for the highest Asore, the Beit HaShemayim, become the alarm yourself. So as a punishment, so even the fish in the land will perish. But in the Beit HaMabro, so the fish in the land did not perish. Even the Beit HaMabro, the Mitzvah of Zeva, although he should be out, Shemem HaMitrash of Chorob and Mitzvah, the Mitzvah should be out. You Rochel, after you don't should be out. So the Sarayu, the Koshin Elom, the Machshir in Nisan Shishish, is Koshin Elom, Yisam Yam. The Ime Adonai Bikur. After all, the Nabi Hisha mentions the whole list, Oloi, Kachesh, Batzila, Goni, Noi, Oreg, and the Mugamba. So maybe the Ime Shokela Roretz, Kamkila Lango Soho as reference to the case of people who violated all these affairs, who perpetrated all the affairs together, not one of the affairs. Not one of the affairs listed. I don't know. So let's talk about it. Because there is another possibility, really, this possibility nation, but in Yirmiya period continually, so the Yirmiya says, he made all the Lord Lawrence. He also recommends and rebukes the Jews for certain affairs. So he says, because of that affair of Mishba Shekha, it may already of Lawrence. So that means, so Yirmiya mentioned one of the affairs mentioned by Hesha. But Hesha mentions the whole is, and Yirmiya mentioned just one other. All others. So it's higher than just for one Abeira of the list. So this tragedy, this catastrophe, so might take place. So but more is it actually being only the food. Hanafokadai. Maybe just for this idea of Mitrashekia, so there is such a serious image. But the other ideas only when they are perpetrated together. Hanafokadai. What I say is, you see, not all two, part succeed. So that means even parts who don't know without the Baman Khama. So maybe it means the judge don't know by itself is conducive to such a great. Alright, the Rashi. For the last requirement, Manche erwarten noch an die Nase, alle hoffen wir in der Lande, wir wollen da alles. Wenn die Kinder, die Kinder, die Säßen in ihrer Mato. Mein Nase noch, ich muss mir den Korn, ich bin der Bauer, ich schieße, die Tage an die Säße. Da die Wochen, die Tage, die Jüngste, die Jüngste, die Säße, die Säße, der Heil, die Porze, die Säße, 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 die But always one of the items mentioned in the postulation. The Only Holy Lama before coming, only one of the items mentioned in the first age, which is important, the mission made out to the Athenians, politics, the news about the Nazi, the world of the sea, the world of the sea, the world of the sea. So, he continued reminding himself, the remembrance of the last. Last become or become for each of you, you have also made so your view years in your loss of years, just to bring a half of the world. So suppose the years were the half of, and then she died, but she has not managed. She did not manage to bring the river before she died, only the house. So the Yorkshin and the Huye to bring the river for. Of course, the house cannot be bought by law, because that's a lot of Mishne Sinai. The Hathoshin is by law, himself has to die, the Behinde, the house. Suppose somebody is Machfis the house. Machfis the house. And then die. All the material to matter the Hathos. So he died. So the law is that Hathos has to die. His kids and his own. The behavior until he dies. So telephonation is dead. But he lost. The telephonation is not even quite a little. So suppose the English were the Hathos. And then she died before she managed to bring the law. So the real Yoshin, it was so the Yoshin on the way to be much bigger, even though the Bible died. On the Rajiva Mashua, the Yoshin, so some of the Hadim, that is only if, let's say, the mother was Machrish, the Eber, the Behemoth, the Eber, while she was living. Our life is also a high world. But suppose she did not manage to be Machrish at all. She only managed to be Machrish, the Hathos, and the Eber, she did not know she did not Machrish. She wasn't to be Machrish, so then the Yoshin on the top of the Eber to bring an Eber. Their mother, I mean the marriage, I mean the marriage. So, that the husband is the yes. So, the marriage was the queen. I don't know, because so far she did a lot of her answer. Because if we say she did it, the answer, so then, since she was obligated to bring the law, the Chayor, so all of the Chosin became Mishubet to the Tehle. Then, when she died, then if she left the Chosin for the Yoshin, some Melech, the Yoshin of Chuyo, to fulfill the Chayim of the marriage, if we say she did right. So it's a liar that on the last one we have that she only threw some of her out so that she put out of the rally saying that her last summer and he had in the hole she put it in the rally saying but so that we also we have a machlokes between Shmuel and Rabir Shmuel hole she will love the rice, and the great canal she will the rice. But if you have a dinner, the rabbi should come by you, you are telling me, my lord, you are cool, yes. The rabbi should come by you, you are telling me, the baby, and the ocean, baby, and the cool, yes. So why do we have to mention the machlokes twice? So the Mora says, Simcha, no, it's necessary to mention that machlokes between Shmuel and the great canal twice. Because once it is mentioned in the case of a new version sharing of some of the tale. And once it is mentioned in the Machlokes, ways of new rab some of the tale. So he was a certain Nabu Hall. If we can mention the Machlokes, that Rabish made out of Abai, new rab paid in the Yoshmark, tradition is what he done to Abai, new rab paid in the Yoshmark, as I would say, be half a much more. Because that's an English thing, so the Taylor, the Shrimp, you guys are the Taylor. Our behalf, we got the new mission. She, your Katosa, the way we feel so, also. So then, maybe, Rabbi Shmuel, the way we can be here. And then, it's new guys are the Taylor, so it's a sort of gestalt on it. No one ever shot. We are Shrimp, the whole, in the case of, or in Shoshim, your Katosa. So, Rabbi Yechanan says, Apol Kap Shalom Yishon Echai. So, he's still not in the ocean, he also, I would say, be hope of Rabbi Yechanan. So, he has to be stubborn. Apol Yach, in the case of the people of the Shemes in that term, our boy, the Noyer Ishmael, Tzir, because of the Jose, the law, the Stato, the law, the law, the Stato. The Havasana, the number of the two Schweizer laws, in order to preserve all the laws of Havas, of two the Holy Zinde, and I'm a very nice word of the Lord. When you're in a machine, you can do the right the coach doing. Now, of course, I'm a new star who acts in Shite because of the Kohen Chosai in Israel, a Kohen in Shtorna. Very important question. Why is Rashi, Meyer here? You know, it's not very important Rashi to be Meyer. He's always the task. He never says an additional word. And here, he was mired because Rashi apparently was bothered by the same difficulty that overtook Olishet. Because, you see, on one hand, the Gemara says, Kosova, she would have abjurized that the Gemara says, So that implies that the new Mishtar is certainly the rice. Because if a court of Mamorma who says she would have had the rice, even the new Mishtar is not the rice, and then it's not China to discuss whether it actually is the new Mishtar or not the new Mishtar. because Bhagavad Gita, even in the mantra, if we say Shiguru Lata Raisa, so then we will by moving Ishtara Kavyas. So the fact that one discusses Nidatsu Vishnu to Ishtara, Matsu Ishtara, indicates that the Guru Vishnu is definitely the Raisa. But the Shaila is without pet, Guru Vishnu is definitely the Raisa. He's definitely the Raisa, however. My time is to do the eyes. My time is to do the stab room, the second thing. You should feel very difficult. So, Vatela, so Rabbi holds that she does all the eyes. So, Muni says that even you know the stab is not gated with the eyes. You have to do it. So, we see from this tomorrow, we'll ask her that Moshe. If she believes the right say, then even in our case, even from a cosmic world, with the right. And if she believes Islam the right say, then even the Ishtar is not doing the cosmic world. So why does the laws discuss? We would absolutely take off. Keep Suru Ishtar down here or not to Suru Ishtar? What does it make it particularly clear? Suru Ishtar, not Suru Ishtar. That's the cache that is raised by ownership. Bam, Kajko, Mitko, Horsh, Erodeshim, it's right. Now, so some Rishim in the Terrace, the Telegram, the Mandoma who says that she would allow the Raisa, so he holds, let's say, how, that even the Shtar is not doing the Raisa. In Hosin, Mishubar. And when we are born, because we are king of Dallas, you feel up. But when the Gemara says, you are Aksur Mutero, Kiksur Mishtaba, the Gemara means, the one who says, you are Aksur Mutero, that you are Aksur Mutero, Kiksur Mishtaba, and it is given up. Even though a regular Surah Bishtar is not, and of course that's there. But the same Kashi, same difficulty, Bible Kashi. So what Rashi explains, Ibrahim, if we say she grew up there, I say, so then even a little Bishtar is not there. Even when the Ishtar is not the Raisa. But, when is it not given in Hosni Shibori according to Rabbi, who says she will have the Raisa, even when the Ishtar is not given in Hosni Shibori, only when the Avodah was mentioned in the Ishtar, when the Shibut was not spelled out, let's say, Ruben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. And then he gave Shimon his staff. So he gave training. So Amir Ruben, so Ruben, in order Shimon, Elders, That's all.
You didn't spell out that when you hold a shield as the horse lay a hand shower. That wasn't spelled out. So such it is. She may cannot collect from workers. But suppose it spelled out the way it spelled out in the Exodus today. It's sorry. It's a the community, the Occidental community, all the Nehosi that the horse has and the woman has, so the wife, the cow will be able to collect from it. That both is gone. But suppose this, the star says, moving, playing, playing, the shama plays, the dolphin playing, moving, but not that I'm serious. The shima is the horse of. She do a yuchal shima midways. מחוסן, אפילו מלכוחס, בחיו, בבוס החיו, מיום אינה מאורם. So, in such a case, everybody is made that she do it that. The way it was Rabbi said, that she even knew the Pishta, she do it that the Rabbi said, when the Al-Bod is mentioned, but the Shibut is not mentioned. But if the Shibut is also mentioned in the Shtar, so then everybody is made it that Shibut is the Rais. So maybe, the Gemara says, you the Aksur of the Tehra, Kiksur of the Shtar Bar Yeh. And what kind of Shtar? Kiksur of the Shtar, when it's called out of the Shtar. That's the reason. So the Rais Bar, the Rais Bar explains Rashi that way. But the Rashi was the Kashi against Rashi. But why? Why is it so? After all, the Lord says in Shnangezi, Achrai is very safe there. Shmuel says that all. In other words, you see, suppose now the fact is that the Yulah of Pain is not given from the Kohes, the Yulah of Ishtar is given from the Kohes. Suppose there is no Ishtar, but Ishtar is a prevention that the Chosim are mishubit. So Shmuel says that Baalbe can still collect from the Kohes. Why? Because there is a presumption that the Baalbe executed Ishtar on the Chim, on the Haubeh, that the Baalbe from the Maalbe. So it was his intention to be Mishadu Mufasim as well. And the Prabhu told the Sefer to write, to spell out in Mishta, Harei HaMufasim Mishubodi, Harei Mufasai, Achrei Mishubodi, Mechaitim. But why did the Sefer mention it? The Sefer probably forgot. It's very simple. So, the halacha is, the thing with the Achrayus is not spelled out in Shtar, it is considered as if it is spelled out, it's only considered as an omission. Why you say that? Some may be. So why should there be a distinction between the new of Shtar in which the Achrayus is spelled out, so then it is given the Achrayus of the Cosmic Shibari, and the new of Shtar in which the Achrayus is not spoken. There's the Rashi's question. I guess Rashi. So Rashi says, we can say there's a difference. True is very simple. But the fact is that the Achrayus is not spoken out. So maybe you will answer, he cannot be given from the goods. But you are wrong. He's given because we assume that it was an omission by the Achrayus is very simple. And the Rebbe really intended to be shadowed the Mechosim. To be shadowed the Mechosim. Shadows. Mashayim came. And what's the Chayisah? If it's not spelled out, so it cannot be given from the Mechosim. Mashayim came when it is spelled out,
can be the Isaac, he can do the bomb to influence. That's Hashem. Now that's the Hezbollah. I mean, so far, that everything that I said is mentioned by a different article. But what's the chat in the article now? So the chat is very simple. Now, what we know that there are two types of thoughts. There is the Shtarayu and there is the Shtarkini. What is Shtarayu? Shtarayu means, let's say, Karka is meekness, because the Shtarayu has all. So suppose Uber sells the soda to Shinra. And Shinra makes a king of Hazoke in the soda. So then Shinra acquires title in the soda on the basis of the Hazoke. But Uber executes Shtarayu here anyway in order that Shimon should have a piece of evidence in his hands, that Shtar says that Ruben was Makne's soul, the son of Shimon. So the Shtar is on the Shtarayu, because the kingdom took place through Hazoki, or the kingdom took place through Kesem. He paid the money. So why then the characters need to be Kesem? Only all the meaning is that anyway, to serve as a rabbit in his head. That's Shtarayu. Now let's say, Ruben borrowed 1,000 Jews from Shimon. And Ruben meaning Shtar, that he borrowed the 1,000 Jews. So as far as the obligation of paying out the 1,000 Jews is concerned, is the Shtar Shtar, and without Shtar, Ruben wouldn't have to pay the 1,000 Jews. Of course he would have to pay them. He borrowed, so he has to pay back. So what's the purpose of the Shtar? To serve as a rival in Shimon's hands. So Shimon will be able, by producing the Shtar, will be able to prove that Ruben owes him 1,000 Jews. So that's an example of the Shtar. But suppose, Ruben is maknaed as an atonement, he's sold to Shimon, and he executes the Shtar in order to transfer title to the Shtar. So then the Shtar is not only Shtar, it's Shtakim. Another example of Shtakim would be a get. Let's say a husband gives a get to his wife, so she becomes divorced, she's allowed to get married. So it's Shtakim, it is the Shtar that affects the change in status of Shtar Dush of Shtar. Now, the question is this. Now what means that the year of Peh is only given by the Chosim in Chayri, but not the Chosim in Shibari, not only the year of the Shtar is given from the Kokasku. Whether it's with the ISIS or with the ISIS in the Europe, or should be allowed to ISIS, so with the ISIS in the middle of the Shtar is not being the Kokasku. But the fact is, we are all of God. So, Yud Al Peh is not doing it from the Kofetz, Yud Al Shtar is doing it from the Kofetz. That's the fact. So, what does the Shtar have to do? Does the Shtar have to be a Yud Al Shtar? I mean, does the Shtar have to be a Shtar to me? In order to enable the Maori to collect the Chayim from the Kofetz, so the Shtar has to be Shtar. Because inasmuch as the Chachom Yom Yisake that the Yud Al Peh cannot be able, whatever reason, because of Sidney Kuchas, whatever reason, but the Chachom Yom Yisake in Yud Al Peh cannot collect from it. So only the Yud Shtar, so the Yud Shtar has to have the effect of the Shtar Kuchas. So the Shtar will not be imposed in Shibir on the Kosovo. Or, it doesn't have to be a Yudhid, a Shtakim. It can be a Shtarayu, so it will still impose and she would have impossible. In other words, but I'm normally subtle that if the new way is not collaborative, is not backed up and collaborative by the eye of stores, then he cannot collect from the goods. But if the new way is backed up, is collaborated by the eye of stores, so then the more way can collect from the goods. So in order to collect from the goods, all the stars can be is to be star out. It doesn't have to be star. So apparently, this is Rashi Shikin. Rashi Shikin means that according to Mandona, she put it under Isaac. So then, you they cannot impose a Shikin on us. Not only a new that they created that is not collaborated by Shara'i, even you the Shara, a new way that is backed up and collaborated by the eye of Shara'i, so cannot impose a Shikin on us. But if he spells out the Shikin, in the way that says, Fill me all the cookies. So then the star imposes Shimon. So in other words, the star can, just the star, escape of transferring title. In Karke, Karke is written in Kesser, the star in Chazoke. So star is capable of affecting the transfer of title in Karke. So Shtar is also capable of letting the Shibud on the cross. But in order to be effective as a Shtar Kinyan, as a Shtar Shibud, so then it has to be spelled out. And the fact that the Seifa made a mistake itself is a no significance. Now, suppose somebody will execute a Shtar, will tell the Seifa to write Shtar, which will express the fact that here Ruben is Machia de Makone in a certain suburb to Shimon. And then the Ruben and Seifa, being absent-minded, will forget to put it in the Shtar. Ruben Shtar evidence. But it will not mention that he is marked, that Ruben is marked in atonement, the Soviet Shimon. That will not mention. And then the Seifer will testify in person, well, it's my fault, I am an absent-minded person. But Ruben told me to spell it out that he's marked in atonement. Could Shimon and recover that Soviet? In my comment on the way, because it was a very simple. But depending with me, how can you acquire title in the Soviet through Shtar when the Shtar doesn't even mention? True, it's due to a remission by the Seifa. Alright, so let him complain with the Seifa. Let him fire the Seifa. But the fact is, with the Shtar,